by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The Zambia Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletics label, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.zs. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
Headlines. The government urges traditional leaders to avoid imposing excessive fees for mineral exploration consent. Former agriculture minister calls for self-sustaining FISP. And in global news, Guinea-Bissau's president sacks prime minister as election nears. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Permanent Secretary Dr. Hapenga Kabeta has urged traditional leaders to embrace a forward-thinking approach and avoid imposing excessive fees for mineral exploration consent in their chiefdoms. Speaking during a meeting with representatives from Planet Gold Zambia, Dr. Kabeta emphasized that demanding high fees from investors is detrimental to national development. He encouraged chiefs to focus on securing lasting benefits for their communities by supporting responsible mining operations. Dr. Kabeta also raised concerns about the formation of overly large mining cooperatives in gold-rich areas, stressing that membership should be limited to ensure fair benefit sharing and minimize conflicts. He noted that an artisanal mining license covers only 6.67 hectares, making cooperatives with hundreds of members impractical and unsustainable. Meanwhile, Planet Gold's Zambia National Project Manager Abigail Mwailenge announced that the project is developing a financing scheme to assist licensed artisanal and small-scale miners in accessing funds for equipment procurement. This is contained in a statement issued by Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo. Former Agriculture Minister Bob Sichinga is urging government to make the Farmer Input Support Program FISP self-sustaining in line with its original papers. Mr. Sichinga has expressed concern over the large portion of the national budget consumed by FISP, suggesting that these funds could be redirected to other developmental needs. He also criticized the persistent delays in the delivery of farming inputs under the program, expressing hope that improvements will be seen in the upcoming farming season. Mr. Sichinga has attributed the program's underperformance to what he described as poor and inconsistent planning by government. He further warned that the growing impact of climate change could pose an even greater challenge to the success of FISP if not addressed with urgency.
FISP should be self-sustaining. It should not be where it goes to the treasury every year. That means that FRA, who collect the maize, are not selling it at a profit. So because of that, you are not revolving the fund. Therefore, you will always be short of money, yet it can be self-sustaining.
One person has died and two others have sustained serious injuries in separate road traffic accidents in Lusaka yesterday. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi says the fatal accident happened around 17:40 hours along Chainda Clinic Road in Chainda Compound when a Toyota Quantum minibus driven by 40-year-old Joseph Sialunga struck a 4-year-old boy identified as Prince Mwanza. Mr. Chilavi says the child was playing off the road when he was hit, adding that he sustained multiple injuries and was pronounced dead upon arrival at Lazy Mwanawasa University Teaching Hospital. In a separate incident, Mr. Chilavi says a Toyota Sienta being driven by Victor Banda of 10 miles overturned near BK Bar along 7070 Road in Kabangwe around 16:30 hours. He says the crash was caused by excess speed and that Mr. Banda is being treated for injuries at Levi Mwanawasa Hospital. Meanwhile, another accident occurred around 16 hours in Woodlands at the junction of Mwatusanga and Suzy Road when a Boxer motorcycle ridden by 43-year-old Kapaya Shadrach Chinyanta collided with a Nissan Juke. Mr. Shilavi disclosed that in total, Lusaka province recorded 25 damage only accidents yesterday.
One person died while two others sustained serious injuries in separate road traffic accidents that occurred in Lusaka yesterday, August 8, 2025. The fatal accident occurred around 1740 hours along Chainda Clinic Road in Chainda Compound and involved a Toyota Quantum minibus registration number AHB8405, which was being driven by Joseph Sialunga, aged 40, and a male juvenile pedestrian identified as Prince Mwanza, aged 4. The child sustained multiple injuries and was pronounced dead upon arrival at Levi Mwanawasa University Teaching Hospital.
Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga has welcomed the move to allow citizens of Zambia and Namibia to use national identification cards instead of passports for cross-border travel, saying it will boost trade between the two countries. The two countries are said to make cross-border travel easier by allowing citizens to use national identification cards instead of passports. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mulenga noted that South Africa, Botswana and Namibia have already removed passport requirements for their citizens, resulting in increased trade among the three nations. He stressed the importance of regional integration, calling for the removal of barriers that divide Africans, but added that wider consultations will be undertaken before phasing out passports.
If we were working together as one force, we could have been achieving this, but here we are in small panels working in division. The vision of the present church is regional integration, and regional integration should come by dropping barriers that divide and separate us as a people. Among the barriers that separate us is the artificial borders, which comes with an attraction of passports to enter in each other's region. Look how Namibia, South Africa and Botswana are working. They've removed these passports and trade between the countries have increased.
Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development Minister Charles Melopi has urged Konkola Copper Mines KCM to focus on meeting its revitalization targets to enhance the mine's operations and contribute to Zambia's economic development. Speaking at a briefing before the groundbreaking ceremony for the construction of township roads by KCM in Chidilabombo district, Mr. Melopi has emphasized that achieving these targets is crucial for driving economic growth and improving the livelihoods of Zambian citizens. He has assured that government is committed to continuously supporting efforts that promote economic growth and will take all necessary actions to ensure that the said goals